Okay, beginning of brand new sigil. I feel like we're on a little strain over the last couple of days, so we'll try to keep the tone a little. See the throngs are out here anyway, so I assume the guys can hear. Okay. So we get a new sigil, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Beis and Masechta Sukkah. So the Gemara quotes Abraham. The Minayin Shem Akman says, how do we know that the Dalet Midim and Ma'akev one another? The Torah says, L'kachtem is a lotion of Tamla, perfect L'kicha. Here we derive that you can't be yaitz in a mitzvah with 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4. You gotta be all 4 of them, otherwise it's a lack of l'kicha tamla. So the truth is, even the phrase l'kicha tamla, we already spoke about earlier in the parak, a big machlekes, and we showed them just how far that phrase goes. Remember, there was machlekes taisus in Iran about what the Rambam and Drash are. In the context of the Gemara itself, l'kicha tamla only appears in the sense of that each one of the minim are ma'akev each other. So the word l'kicha tamla, according to the way the Gemara interprets it, is viewing the mitzvah dal minim as a unit, not addressing the individual components of that unit. It's talking about the general picture of the whole klal of dal minim. Tosfos had a suggestion earlier in the parak that l'kicha tamla has an additional meaning also. I don't remember what Tosfos said. L'kicha tamla refers to each and every min, saying that it has to be complete, it can't be chaser. So if you have an esrog which has a wholeness, it's going to bite out of the esrog, that would not be acceptable in the Torah. Maybe after the first day, that's a different story that we spoke a lot about earlier in the year. But on the first day, an esrog chaser is pasul, says Tosfos, because that's also lacking in the l'kicha tamla. That's an extension of the Chazal's l'kicha tamla. The Ran was of the opinion back in the beginning of the third parak that there is no such extension. The reason why an esrog chaser is pasul, says the Ran, is because it's lacking in what? Because it's hadith, it's chesaron of hadith. There is no new category called chaser according to the Ran. It's all subsumed in the category of hadith. So there's machlekes, and we showed him whether l'kicha tamla applies only to the all 4 together as a unit, or it even addresses each one of the members of the unit. But the din in the Gemara is everyone agrees. So that's davar pashut ad ma'od. But there's a din d'oraisa called l'kicha tamla, and it has to be all 4 minim. And if you're missing one, it's going to be possible in that Torah. So comes the Gemara, strangely enough, nowhere in Ruv HaGazan, nowhere in Masechta Sukkah, but in Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara just almost tangentially is talking about the same topic, and the Gemara gives us a bombshell in terms of this din of Ma'akvin. Comes the Gemara and says in a second of my Mekaymet, Dal Shebalula v'kachta v'kicha tamla. Amar Rav Chanan v'arav lo shano elo she'en lo, aval yesh lo ein Ma'akvin. Means when do we say that the Dal Aminim are Ma'akiv each other? That's if you don't have them. But if you have them, then they're not Ma'akiv. What does that mean? What in the world, Sisrei Tutra, what in the world was Rav Chanan bar Rava coming to say? So this is a major machlokes of Rishonim, just to understand the tights, just to understand the ABCs of what the Gemara's qualification was. So on the one hand, we say there's a din of l'kicha tamla, which teaches us going to everybody that they're ma'akvin, zo'azil. But comes the Gemara and says, not always, sometimes they're not ma'akvin. What does it mean? So comes Rabbi Natan and says, what the Gemara means to say is a throwback to something that we know already, we spoke about already 100 times this year. There's an age-old machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether lulav tzarech eged or not. It's chazal a little bit, good chazar, that's earlier in the year. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that in a Torah, you're not yotzei dalad minim unless the minim are tied together, unless you have eged, unless you tie them all together, or at least 3 out of 4 together. How in the world did Rabbi Yehuda know that? What was the source that lulav tzarech eged? Who remembers? It's a gzer shav, kicha kicha, right? It says, l'kach dem agudas ezo, v'kom in Pesach. It says, l'kach by lulav. So just as by the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, you had to dip the branch, you had to dip the things into the blood, it had to be l'kach dem agudas ezo. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out, din l'dayr is a gzer shav, that l'kichas dalminim has to be derech eged. And the Chacham happened to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham said it's not true. There's no such drasha. The Ma'is said the Chacham agreed that Rabbi Yehuda should have an eged anyway, but that's for a different reason. Who remembers what? Mitzvah Chazar. That's the Kelim Aveya. What was the Raya? What was the Raya from that? Back to the Nimim, third parak. The Gemara says that L'chachil you need it, but the Dievet is okay. What was the Raya? That hid the Mitzvah what? It's never Ma'akev. And that was Taz Kash against whom? It's Rashi. Rashi says, Ruva Yavash is possible because of lack of Zekel and Veil. So he says, that's not true. He says, if it would only be based on Zekel and Veil, it would have only been Lechel Chila. So it must be, it's possible because of Hadar. Not Hidr, but Hadar. So Chazar back to it. So there's an age old machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about whether you require Eger or not. So when the Gemara says in Menachos that Dalad Minim are not always Ma'akev Zezeh, what that means is that the Nama Akev, namely, you don't have to take them all tied together. But do you have to take them all at the same time, says Rabbeinu Tam? Of course you have to take them all at the same time. You're going to tell me, says Rabbi Natan, you can shake a lulav at 9 o'clock in the morning, a lulav at 10 o'clock, esrog at 10 o'clock, hadassim at 4 in the afternoon, and aravas 5 minutes for shkia. You're going to tell me that's the mitzvah of dal. I mean, that's ridiculous, says Rabbi Natan. Ein lecha lak of lekichatama, problem is that. Rabbi Natan says, lekichatama, avada and avada, requires netilas kol adal adminim, not just netilas kol adal adminim, but netilas kol adal adminim bivas achas. So all the Gemara meant to say was that sometimes we're going to say it's okay, sometimes we're going to look the other way. All that meant was ayin sukkah daf yud aleph from the days that we follow the view of the Rabbanan, that you don't need eged, but to say that you don't need a tefillah bivas achas, that's ridiculous. As Rabbi Natan lo shemana dov
as emir. Why don't we use the
statement of Rav Chanan bar Rav? We know that there's a machlokes. Right. It's almost like Rav Chanan bar Rav is poskim. It's almost like he's saying, by the way, we follow the Rabbanan. You're right. Right. According to us, it doesn't mean anything. It means something. It's nothing really grandiose. Nothing great. So it's clear what's bothering Rabbi Natan is to take Rav Chanan bar Rav at face value and say that maybe you could be yotzei dal minim at different times in the course of the day, that wasn't even on the radar screen. Such a thing. I'm not sure I have to say such a thing. So a koponim comes to Rabbi Natan and says that lekicha tama has a certain meaning to it. Lekicha tama means, in a sense, two things. It means the ma'akfin, and it also means that you need a netila b'vas achas. But what lekicha tama does not mean, says Rabbi Natan, it doesn't mean you need eged. But then Rabbi Natan, and nobody really answered him for this, Rabbi Natan throws this in almost like as a sideshow, and it's really addressing a Tana we don't even pass here, namely Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Natan says, but by the way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a third meaning of Lekicha Tama. And what is that? Again. Rabbi Natan, we don't need this. This sugya is over for us. We don't hold it, Rabbi Yehuda. We deny the Xerish of it. Rabbi Natan says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a third part of it, but it's separately because only in the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a third part of the Kichatam, and that's the Din of Eged. What's the Din of Tam saying? Alam the Shavuot. Yesh Lachor, within Rabbi Yehuda's view. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Lekachtem, Kachtem, Yerushava, Eged, etc. So what's the nature of this Din of Lul Tzach Eged according to Rabbi Yehuda? That Din derais at Lul Tzach Eged, what's Pshat? This Pshat that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon basically learn Pashas Emor the same way, namely that the regular din of Abdal and Minim are pretty much the same, Bain Lefi Rabban and Bain Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. And now Rabbi Yehuda has a Chiddush, has a superimposed Nin, there's a new halacha called Lulav Tzarech Eged, derived from this Gzer Shava, and the Rabbanan denied this Gzer Shava. So Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish, a new halacha called Eged, and the Rabbanan disagreed. But do I say no, says Rabbi Natan? The din of Lulav Tzarech Eged, according to Rabbi Natan, is not a Davach Chodosh, it's not a Yesh Me'ayim, rather, it's a throwback to a pre-existing halacha, and it's actually machlokes atanoim whether or not the Torah is redefining that pre-existing halacha. What is that pre-existing halacha? Lekicha tama. So according to Ben Tam, everything revolves around lekicha tama. Everyone agrees that there's lekicha tama. Everyone agrees that there's lekicha tama, that the ma'akfin, that's the basic din of lekicha tama. Din number two is everyone agrees that it has to be vas achas. No one can argue with that. Now, ever machlekes from even the Rabbanan, is there a third part of the lekicha tama now? So Rabbi Yehuda darsh in the gzeirah shava. So the word of the gzeirah shava, it's not a new din. It's not a din chadash. It's gzeirah shava. The gzeirah shava is redefining what the lekicha tama means according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan who didn't have this gzeirah shava, they hold there is no third category of the lekicha tama. Lekicha tama just means the first thing. So this is an eye opener according to Rabbi Natan. We didn't see this, and it wasn't even necessary for our sugya. But Rabbi Natan has put a new spin on the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzarech eged is a link to the din of lekicha tama as well. No, so the Gemara learned out of a pasuk that esrog is the exception to the rule. Esrog doesn't have to be eged. According to some Rishonim, esrog is not allowed to be eged. We're going to put that in. So they're almost like multiple levels of lekicha tama. That lekicha tama means that you need all minim, and lekicha tama also means that the three of the minim have to be mamish negev and biyach. So let's analyze this for a minute. Again, we don't need this la'alacha, but according to Rabbi Natan, which would be the connection between lekicha tama to eged, what does this spell out for us? What's the nature of eged with Rabbi Yehuda? So one could raise a fundamental question, and it's really something, whenever we learn Sugyas of Dalai Minim, you have to always ask ourselves the same question. We already spoke about the fact that already after day one. And if the truth is, it's a question that permeates many, many other mitzvahs as well. Very often when we talk about mitzvahs, so we have to be very careful, and we see a lot of details about a given mitzvah. Are those details that speak to the chetzesh of mitzvah, or are those details that speak to the what? To the ma'isa mitzvah. Give me a marshal. Forget losing a sugya system. Think of kishay, right? So there are sugyas X, Y, and Z in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that speak about the chetzesh of shofar. A shofar has to come from this in this kind of animal. A shofar has to be this and this amount of size. Remember, right? We spoke to Mechta Shure. A shofar can't have a crack in it, can't have a hole in it. There are details, a lot of details as to what's the chetz of a shofar. And then there are details as to what the ma'isa mitzvah is. So for example, you have to hear a call of a trua. What is a trua? The shaila. You have to hear it from someone who's a mechuyav, who's a mechuyav, that's fine. So there are certain halachas, any given mitzvah, that address the chetz of a mitzvah. Others that address the ma'isa mitzvah. So the moshel achilas matzah. So there's half of the Shulchan Aruch about tochas chetz of a matzah. What ingredients are matzah? Matzah is 5 species of grain, and with water, and it hasn't been in the mouth for 18 minutes, etc. It can't be matzah shira, it's got to be made of the shema, whatever, all the dinim that address the chetzah matzah. Then you have the erf teichel matzah. You have to take a chetzah shal mitzvah and do a ma'isa achila with it. What's called an achila? So there's a shira of a kazayis called an achila, and there's a bit of techlis prask called an achila. So in order to fulfill any given mitzvah Torah, you have to take the chafza and do the maisa. You have to take the tefillin. Tefillin are governed by a million different details as to what a chafza shal tefillin is. And you have to do a maisa kshira, you have to do a maisa b'hayil tatavas b'nenecha in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So 99% of the time, you have to be crystal clear what dinim emanate from the chafza, what mitzvahs emanate from the maisa of the God. Every once in a while, it's not clear. Every once in a while, there's something that's ambiguous, whether any given halacha emanates from the chefza, whether any given halacha emanates from the gavra. So what's a good example of this in our sugya? Eged. What is Eged according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yesh ladin. Eged according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan never heard of Eged. That's part of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Eged exists on the level of the Raisa, part of the parasha, of the Kachalulis, and the Zerushav, the Kachanemar halacha. Is that a din in the chefza? Namely, it's not a chefza from dala minim unless it's negoda biyachad or 3 out of 4 minim. It's a chisar in the chefza. That's not the lulav of Olam HaTorah. The surah or lulav hadas meravas Olam HaTorah, according to Yehuda, is dafka when it's tied together. If you walk with the shul, it's a big mess. So that's not called lulav Olam HaTorah. Do I say no? What do you mean it's not lulav Olam HaTorah? Thus is a lulav. Thus is an esrei. Thus is a. I forget the esrei. This is hadas and this is a ravis. The din of Eged is a din in the Maisa Hagavra. The din of Eged is not a din in the Chesed. The din of Eged is the din in the Mitzvahs Lekachta. So Lekachta means you have to pick it up. That's called Lekicha. So Rabbi Yehuda says more than that. The Lekicha has to be all three tied together to be called the Maisa Lekicha. If it's not all three tied together, this is Mishkein Maisa Lekicha. The Chesed for Nulav, the Chesed for Nulav. But the Maisa Lekicha is going to be Chaser. So what do you see from Rabbi Natan? It's in the Chetzah. Because Rabbi Natan is saying that ultimately the din of Eged is a din in the Lekicha Tama. So you're arguing that it's a din in the Chetzah. Who thinks that's what Rabbi Natan meant? No. Wait for the opposite.
He's saying that Tama will keep him
out. Oh. So it's very, very tricky now. What did Rabbi Natan mean? It's a very, very tricky nuance in Rabbi Natan. Is Rabbi Natan committing himself to the Shaila? Is Rabbi Natan committing himself to saying that the din of Eged is a din in the Maisa Lekicha? It's a chisar in the Maisa Lekicha, because after all, it's being learnt out from the word Lekachtem. So since it's being learnt out from the word Lekachtem, that seems to put it more into the category of a chisar in the Maisa Lekicha. On the other hand, it's almost similar to like an Esrei HaChoser. Is an Esrei HaChoser a din in the Maisa Lekicha or a din in the Chafza? It smacks of a din in the Chafza, but maybe not. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Choser is a din in the Maisa Lekicha. It's not clear. So, we should get the Rabbi Natan gets this whole ball rolling. We didn't even ask Rabbi Natan for this. But the Halak Halak Rabbi Natan is giving a Lamda Shabia within Rabbi Yehuda, and it almost sounds a little bit like he's committing the din of Eged Rabbi Yehuda it's part of lekicha tama, and it's quite possible if it's a din of lekicha, then it's very much gavur oriented, not cheftor. And according to Rabbi Tam, if we're right in what the Yom is saying, that the din of lekicha tama, the din of eged, is the din of the gavra, that the cheftor from dalaminim is like the cheftor of dalaminim, even if it's not ogad biyachad, that would be an interesting insight according to that. Anybody problems with that?
With
the saying that that's not a chisar in the chesed. Is there anything wrong with this? Any gemara that doesn't seem to fit well with? I think the Yom is right without the chesed. But I think it's a problem. I think it's a big, big problem to say this. Well, they're going to only the Rabbanan speaking. That's already another world. But I want to know within Rabbi Yehuda Shita that this is the reason nobody came to Shia for June's month, because everyone holds like the Rabbanan. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the first day, like Allah. So by tomorrow, it was going to be back. So according to at least we have with the Rana Bastin Rabban Shalom, we have a minion. Okay, so we're good. We're better than Anshe Sadam. So the don't quote me. That's a great quote. Okay. So the according to this Chiddush of Ben Tam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chisar, the deficiency of lack of eged is the chisar of the gav, not in the chesra, is a sugya that's very, very troublesome. Anyone else? We passed it by a few weeks ago. We didn't really spend much time on it. Close to that. Not that's what Tosafot. Maybe. Tasa below? Also, we didn't finally really talk about it, right? Tasam and also the Gemara had it by the sugyas of Dichoy, but back in Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara had it in passing about what's the din if a person ties the Luv and Esreg and then they pluck off the berries afterwards. Remember that? Right? So the Gemara had a Shaila that if you machshir the minim after it's ready tied together, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that may smack of what? Of Tasav Lom and Osli. Now the Gemara wasn't sure that there's even a din of Tasav Lom and Osli by Lulav. Why? Because it doesn't say what magic word? Small technicality. It doesn't say Tasav. It only says Tasav by Sukkah and by Tzitzit. So we're not even sure there is a psul of Tasav Lom and Osli by Lulav, but maybe there is. No? Didn't you guys learn the Gemara? No? Did the Gemara have that? The Gemara says maybe you hold that we're Yafina and Lulav me Sukkah, and Kenzain, according to Yehuda, if you have a Dalaminim that's tied together and then you pluck off the berries afterwards, maybe you'll Machsha that Dalaminim. Derech Taslim and also, and that's a problem. Do you understand that Chisor? Do you understand that problem? Do you think that's a problem, Bechlam? I was machshed and dalaminim by plucking the berries off after it was tied together. Gavalt Kishrigan, and disaster. If you hold that Lulav Tzarech Eged, all it means is that the mice and Tilas Agavra has to be done Derech Eged. But the lulav is called the lulav, whether it was ogud biyachad or not. So then, what does that mean? Tassel and Osei. Tassel and Osei means that the creation of the cheftza of the dalaminim has to be done through ma'aseh hagavra. It's like the sukkah. The asiyas ha-sukkah, the cheftza from sukkah has to come about through active participation of a person. It can't come about by itself. It can't be that I have a big pile of grain, let's run the first breath, a big pile of grain, and I plow out the middle, and hocus pocus, the sukkah comes into existence by itself. The asiyas ha-cheftza, or in the case of the tzitzis, is the din of tassel and also. So cheftza from tzitzis has to come about through a maisa asiyas ha-gavra. It can't come about in the neila. That's the psul of tassel. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when I tied the lulav and esrog, I tied the lulav hadas and ravas together, when it had the berries on it, so it wasn't kosher yet. So now, when I pluck off the berries, it becomes kosher without doing a maisa, a siyas, a cheftza. That's a problem. So if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Natan is right, that the whole din of eged, according to Yehuda, is only chisaron in the maisa gavra, but the cheftza was already a cheftza of alaminim, then what about tassel and osei? What does tassel and osei do with anything? The b'chol doesn't make any sense. What does tassel and osei mean? A shver, shver, shver word. The tassel and osei only makes sense when you're dealing with the cheftza, not in the gavra.
maybe it's still in the gabra, just over there it's like some sort of hazmana type of thing, that meaning the egg itself is separate the chesed, but it creates the hazmana of the chesed.
I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know what it means, I don't know. I don't have enough trouble, you know, trying to digest gabra and chesed, the third category, I'm trying to brisk. So again, that gemara sounds like the din of Egged, according to Yud, is much more chetorian. Anyone want to give me another raya? Give me another raya, another indication. I'll give you a hint from Rabbi Natan himself. Give me a raya from Rabbi Natan himself that Egged is very chetorian. Not going to do the mice and tila. Rabbi Natan made a startling statement about Egged lulav and getting up in the hammer base. It's Chazar, but it's good enough. I can't tell you depending on your answers. No, who's going to tell me? Rabbi Natan, the famous sheet, the famous sheet of Rabbi Natan. Get enough in there. Who is not acceptable to tie a lulav? A woman can't tie a lulav, says Rabbi Natan. Why? New woman's Rabbi Natan's Raya. What can't the woman do? She can't write what? She can't write Sefer Torah to a woman's Zuzas because she's aimed at the Torahs, right? You have to be Torah Shira to write Sefer Torah to a woman's Zuzas. Dr. Ben Adam, that's not a din prati by Ksiva Sefer Torah to a woman's Zuzas. It's a din klali by all chafatim shal mitzvah. Therefore, a woman can't prepare any chafatim shal mitzvah. That was Ben Adam. Therefore, Ben Adam gave two examples. Remember two examples? The woman can't tie what? She can't make tzitzis because she's not the Torahs, and she can't make the lulav because she's not the Torahs. So Tosfos had a lot of problems with Ben Adam. Why did Tosfos have problems? Remember the Kasha? What was Tosfos' cash against Rabbi Natan? Imkain, that a woman can't make tzitzis and she can't make a lulav. She shouldn't be able to make what? What else? Sukkah davches. She shouldn't be able to make a what? Sukkah. And that's against the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Sukkah davches? Who remembers? Sukkah's kanvach. The Gemara says Sukkah's noshim is kosher. That was Tosfos' rejection of Rabbi Natan. And Tosfos said, oh, you see from that sugya, Sukkah Davchas, that the din of Vukshat Mechsapim is a din prati by Ksiva Siva Tot. There's nothing to do with other mitzvahs. Okay, so it's a tach, a big pella against Rabbi Natan. It's a tach, a big pella. But according to Rabbi Natan, whatever the answer was, according to Rabbi Natan wrote the Feirish that a woman cannot tie the lulav and rubs together. Why not? Because, what is the din of Vukshat Mechsapim according to Rabbi Natan? Anytime you create a what? What's the magic word? Anytime you try to create the chefza for the mitzvah, the asiyas chefza has to be done by a person who's mechuyev in that mitzvah. That's the parasha of kshat mitzvah. Again, Tosfos thought the whole thing was not correct, was a din prati, but within the world of Rabbi Natan, it's a din klali the ala mitzvahs that the asiyas chefza has to be done by a person who's chayev in the mitzvah. So if you hold that the din of Egged, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has nothing to do with the creation of the chefza shel mitzvah, it's just simply a din in the ma'aseh gavra, Torah Rabbi Natan doesn't make any sense. What is that spoken about? I'm saying that a woman can't tie the lulav together. Why not? Because a woman can't create the chefza. She's not creating the chefza. The chefza is created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chefza of lulav is the lulav hadas and rav as a separate entities. The egged is just necessary out to ma'isa hamitzvah. So l'chora, there are two very, very, very strong indications that the din of Egged, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is more than just a din in the Kichas Agavra. So this Rabbi Natan is a little bit strange. Rabbi Natan says, right, in that place, Rabbi Natan says, Rabbi Yehuda darish kicha mashmalei delavi tome elim kem agdai, which makes it sound like Rabbi Natan is sticking the din of Egged into the parasha of Lakicha Tomah, and thereby committing it to a gavra, like Binyamin said, I think Rabbi Natan sent it over here, and I don't understand it. Because how in the world could it be a din in the gavra? It doesn't make any sense, so why is there a din of Taslom and Asui? And number two, Akashim and Ne'abay, why does Rabbi Natan disqualify women? So it's really a pella. It's not a pella on the way Tosfos presents it. I don't know the answer to this kasha. But again, this is an open-ended question about what is the nature of the din of Lakicha Tomah within the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanon, the whole thing is not true. According to the Rabbanon, there is no din of Egged altogether. Not in a term, maybe in a term of Veil. But according to the Rabbanon, Lakicha Tomah just means two things. It means Ma'achmet and Mevasach. So again, Rabbi Yehuda is a fascinating discussion within Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Natan's Chiddush. But bringing it back to home, within the view of the Rabbanon, we still have two dinim that are both part of the parish of the Kicha Tomah, that they're ma'akvin. You can't be yotzei with two or three out of the four. But number two, they have to be chayk v'yava bevasa. Right, but the problem is, but it's learned out from the word lekicha. So how can you have a din in the chetz learned out from the din in the gavra? Right, so you're falling back and saying Binyamin's whole theory was wrong. You're going back to what you said 10 minutes ago. Yeah. That even though it's learned out from the word Lukachdem, same, like, licked in the parish of Lukachdem is almost like there were Dinei HaGavra and Dinei HaChatz all rolled into one. So the word Lukicha Tama, even though it comes from the word which is very Gavra oriented, the Gavra becomes a Chatz. That's what you're saying. The Dinei HaGavra becomes a Chatz. But like Reb Chaim, the same Reb Chaim, when does a Gavra become a Chefza? Says Reb Chaim about this. Reb Chaim says, when you toss a, the famous Tais himself in the second passage, it says, then there's a Shiloh, if someone comes to you with a gun to your head and says, either I'm going to push you onto this baby, it's going to kill the baby, or I'm going to kill you. What do you do? So Tais is pilpels back and forth, is that your heart about Yahweh? Why? Because I'm not going to kill the baby, but kumbasi. I'm just doing nothing. So it's back and forth, the whole shadow. So Reb Chaim says he doesn't understand the Taisa of the Chalal. Why? He says when you push a person off the cliff onto the baby, who's the Gav Haritzech? If I roll a person, I push a person off the cliff that falls on the baby, who's the Gav Haritzech? You got pushed. Says Reb Chaim, it's like I pulled the trigger. Says the person who's falling down is the bullet. He's the arrow. The archer is the guy who's pushing him over. So the person who's falling down is not a Gav HaRitzeach. He's a Cheftza. Means the Gavra who's acting is the person who's doing the pushing. The Gavra, so to speak, who's falling is not serving as a role of a Gavra anymore. He's not wearing the hat of a Gavra. He's wearing the hat of a Cheftza. So he's not a Gavra Ritzeach. So being a Chemtza Shal Ritzeach, that's being a bullet. There's no Din of Yarvel Yavra on being a bullet. The Din of Yarvel Yavra is being a Ritzeach. So Chaim says you can have a Gavra, he's living, breathing, flapping his wings, and he's still called a Chemtza in him. Remember there was, goes back about, I don't know, good 30 years or so. It was once during, forget about Junzman, this was Ben HaSemesterim, but before there was any thing in the world called Ben HaSemesterim. It means why you ended, so the place cleared out. So we had the few, the lone, the brave, those who were still left, who were here, there were maybe about five people left in the Beis Medrash. And it was in the old Beis Medrash, the Gluck was not even anyone's radar screen dream yet. So a few people were learning the Beis Medrash. And it was late at night, and apparently they put the system on, they put the Beis Medrash lights on the Shabbos clock, and the lights went out at 12 o'clock at night. So for the three guys who were still left for the learning, so the light in the place came pitch black. So one of the guys was there, went to security to go complain. So I said, well, we're still here, so why can't we just have the lights continue for you? So they got into an argument with the security guard about the lights, and whole. So the particular fellow who was now happens to be one of the Rashivas here, I won't say who it was, but not myself, but he came back into the Beis Medrash. He was very, very huff and puffy. He upset at the security guard because the security guard was not willing to, you know, turn on the lights for us. So he said, oh, that security guard, he's not a Gavra. That was like the biggest yeshivish rank. He's not even a Gavra. So there was I don't know if you guys remember Moshe Ashen, you remember him? I remember he was a fellow who's been hanging around the yeshiva for the last like 50 years now. He's unfortunately in a nursing home now. He used to live around here. So he was one of the fellows who was, he was sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash. It was at 1 o'clock in the morning. He was back in the Beis Medrash, and he heard that like rank out. And you can imagine the scene here. It was a pitch black, you know, winter night. You can see a thing. And the three guys, me, the other guy came in with Ashens. And the guy walks in and he says, oh, that security guard, he's not a Gavra. On the back of the Beis Medrash, you're Ashen mumbling to himself, a Cheftza Oichet Nit. He's not only not a Gavra, he's not even a Cheftza. That was like the ultimate Shtach, like the Lomdish rank out of the rank. He's not even a Cheftza. Okay. Get back to the story. So, what we told him, when Gavras become Cheftza, that's the Jews' mind. Yeah.
I looked up this. I thought we said that. That was different from every time they include a rule because they came on a is given the result and not.
No, because we had problems. We had kashas according to Ben Tam. How does it work for us? Because Ben Tam is writing a Pesach Halach. He's telling you we had not a lot of women make the lulav. So the Achronim asked, wait a second, we don't even hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's hard enough to understand Rabbi Tam within Rabbi Yehuda. It's impossible to understand Rabbi Tam according to us. We had a Magen Avraham, the Shverbar. So the whole thing was the Shverbar. But even within Rabbi Yehuda, it's hard to understand. But at least the Gemara can make sense of it. I think you're right. At the end of the day, it isn't in the Chavetz Chaim. Lo dafla kachdam, yeah. So I thought Binyam was more correct, but the Ma'aseh, I'm going to have to defer and say that I have too many Gemara, too many kashas against what I'm saying. But again, this is all Rabbi Yehuda. We're back to the world. So Ben Hatam said the one thing that the Gemara Menachos does not mean that lo yitchein lo yitchein bechlal to say that a guy could be yaitzid and dalaminim one yitchein. That's lack of the truth. So what Rabbi Tam said is impossible. The Baal Lachas Gedolos said it's not only possible. That's the shot in the Gemara. The Baal Lachas Gedolos goes back to the Gemara and says, "What was the chiddush of Rav Chanan?" Right? We already know that we don't need eged. So Rabbi Tam, I'm sorry, the Baal Lachas Gedolos says, "No. What Rav Chanan meant was that you don't even need them to be the vasachas. That's a chiddush. I never would have said such a thing. Not only would I have never said such a thing, Rabbi Tam didn't say such a thing. So comes the Bahag and says, that's exactly what the punchline." Of Rav Chanan is to teach me you can mamish be yotzei one after another. So that's what he says. So Pirush Balachas Gedolos Tais was quoted in the third line of the Kemes, in the middle of the third line. Ein ma'akvin. What does it mean? The leitema ad the mag belu b'hadi adad. They don't think like Rabbeinu Tam is going to say in 200 years from now. They have to pick them up together. Ela im mag b'kol chad b'chad l'chude shaper domi. He says, no, it's okay. You can even take one after another. Well, the Kamal limits are better because we who paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, we are lulu tzach, lo tzach eged. What's the difference whether you take him the vasachas or zechazeh? What does Taisa say? The dover temu loy mekates. Pilipoy. Dover temu. Why? The cave and the kula mitzvah achas, hechi oilu bezechazeh. It's one mitzvah dalami. It's not four different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. So it's one mitzvah. It's all ma'akim. If you only have a lulav, don't waste time taking a lulav. You don't have an esrog, don't waste your time taking an esrog. So everyone agrees it's all one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, of course it has to be b'vas achas. What Shach is saying to us. So Rabbi Yisai, there's a major machlokes, a conceptual machlokes, that may go well beyond dalaminim as to how do you understand this model where the Torah gives us mitzvahs that have multiple components to them, and yet it's one mitzvah. If you didn't ma'akev each other, it's one mitzvah. Does that automatically translate to mean it's got to be masachas? Or can you break up parts of a mitzvah and do them in subsequent times? What's the din? What's the law? It's a conceptual shaila about mitzvah observance. Because when we talk about one mitzvah, if you talk about different mitzvahs, so I can put on tefillah now and then put on tefillah an hour later and take Krishna an hour later. You do different mitzvahs, you can do different times. But can I do multiple components of the same mitzvah at different times? Does that model exist in halacha? So the Baal Halachas Gedolos says yes. And that's exactly what Dalaminim is. And Rabbeinu Tam says he never heard of such a thing. So do we have any other parallel to that anywhere in halacha? It's not exactly the Yad Yom anymore. Just past the Yad Yom. So there's a major machloikis between the Baal Lachs Gedolos, just coincidentally, or not really, and the Baal Lachs Gedolos and Tosis. What's the machloikis? Famous machloikis. So in the fifth of the Rabbi Kodesh, famous sheet of the Baal Lachs Gedolos. Tosis, Nachas Amukhav quote, Old Pasach Baal Lachs Gedolos, Shim Hifzik Yemecha Velo Sofa Shuvan Asofer. If you missed one day of Sefer, it's all over, it's history. Shim Devoid Tamimus. Tamimus teaches me, you missed one day, it's gone. Don't waste your time counting. Tais says it's impossible to say such a thing. No, what's going on? What's the machlokes Baal Lachas Gedolos and Tosis? What was Baal Lachas Gedolos Chiddush and what did Tosis say? That's quite a loshen. That's quite an attack. Tema Gedolah. They didn't ask a kasha. Didn't bring a raya from a gemara. Tema Gedolah lo yitochin. What does that mean? What's going on? What's the issue between the Baal Lachas Gedolos and the Baal Lachas Gedolos? So basically, we all know that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is played out not by Vasachas. We all know that we don't get up the first night of Sfira and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 49. Everybody knows that we count one night and then we wait another time, the next night. Each night of Sfira, counting down the Shavuos, we count the separate, in a sense, mitzvah. We do a different Sfira. That's the Sfiras HaMitzvah. That's like another portion of the night. Came along the Baal Lachas Gedolos and said, just because you're doing it separately in different actions, that doesn't negate the possibility that it's still fundamentally a what? It's still fundamentally what? One mitzvah. And therefore, Baal Lachas Gedolos said, it's nitonlehe amer that if you miss one part of that mitzvah, you're not yetzi l'gamri. It's like tefillin. Tefillin for sure one mitzvah. There's no question about it. Tefillin are one mitzvah. If you miss one parsha, you're not yet here. Mezuzah is one mitzvah, you miss one parsha, not yet here. So says about Lachas Gedolos, Sevirus HaOmer is similar to Tefillah and Mezuzah. It's one mitzvah. Alpha Fichein, says about Lachas Gedolos, even though it's one mitzvah, and the missing of one part of the mitzvah disqualifies the entire mitzvah, it's like missing a parsha and Tefillah, it's still feasible to say that there are separate types of mitzvahs. What's the model? Hecha matzira davar kazeh. You can have something that's one ma'aseh mitzvah, and each part is ma'akev zeh zeh, and it's still okay that it's not being done with asachas. Where's the model? Luluf. Says Baalach. That's exactly what it says by Luluf. That's exactly what Rav Chanan bar Rava said by Luluf. That it's takanah ma'akev as long as you do one after the other, even though they're not done with asachas. But in Tam, with Aliyat Tosfos, all Tamidim of Tam, couldn't fathom such a concept, couldn't believe that such an entity that lo shamanu davazem ayazam. The Monashach says the Baalei Tosfos, say Rabbein Tam. If something is one mitzvah, then it has to be the vasachas. And if we know for a fact that's not vasachas, what is that, a clear proof? That it's what? It's not one mitzvah. That's multiple mitzvahs. Each night is a separate what? Is a separate mitzvah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible to learn. According to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, the Tosfos pshat, the rule of that anytime something is one mitzvah, by definition, it's got to be vasachas, and we know by sukkah, we know by sefirah that's not true. Therefore, that's a proof positive, right? Bush and Tshuva, that by Omer, it's not one mitzvah, it's actually multiple mitzvahs. If it's multiple mitzvahs, so a guy missed on the third night, so why should he not do the fourth night? That's like saying, I didn't blow shofar, so don't shake a lulav this year. You didn't send the sukkah, don't eat matzah this year. Yeah. I didn't put on tefillin yesterday, so don't put on tefillin tomorrow. You didn't hear shofar last year, don't blow shofar next year. That doesn't make any sense. Each mitzvah, each night is a separate mitzvah. Therefore, Tosfos says, lo yitachin davar kazeh. It's tema gedoyla. So it's interesting. It's almost like a Tosfos. It's almost like a zera shava tema tema. Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah disqualifies the Baal Lachas Gedolos by saying tema. And Tosfos says tema gedoyla mekein. It's the same shas, the same tema. It's the same fundamental question. It's the Tamid Rabbeinu Tam, the Baalei Tosfos, the Menachas HaMechvav, who can't wrap their hands with their arms around the Baalei Tosfos. They can't believe the Baalei Tosfos. It's Dafka L'Shitasam in the Hilchos Lulav. So because of Baalei Tosfos' Shita in Lulav, you can have a mitzvah achas, Mishayemes, Zeh Chazeh, and that's okay, that's fine. So too, if you can have it by Lulav, make by Sfira also. According to Rabbeinu Tam / Baalei Tosfos Menachas, it comes out that a mitzvah achas, yes, v'skayim v'as achas, and if it's not happening by Sefirah, it's a raya brewer, that's achas. If we're correct in our analysis that the Baalei Tosfos is part of a general picture in Kol Torah or other mitzvahs, the Baalei Tosfos, we're saying we're almost committing ourselves to a certain understanding of the Baalei Tosfos. There was a famous chakira that we didn't have, but it's a little bit past. So I'm about to go quick preparation next year. There's a famous chakira that the Chorim have within the view of the Baalei Tosfos Gedolos by Sefirah. We know for a fact that whether we accept it or not, the Baalei Tosfos Gedolos said that if you miss a day, you're done, you're cooked, you're history. That's the fact. That's what the Baalei Tosfos Gedolos said. If you miss a day, it's gone. Yesh lachor, what's the chakira? What's the Hakira by say? Within the Baalei Tosfos. To miss a day history. So, the way we've been presenting it up to now is, why is that true that you miss a day? Because it's one mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's one mitzvah, multiple components. And even though the multiple components are at different times, that's okay. We're fine with that. We're okay with that. So, look at the Lulav model. So, the Pasha's Advarim is that Baalei Tosfos hold this mamish mitzvah achas. It's like the same way, you're not yet to Kriya Megillah, so you read from beginning to end. You're not yet to Hala beginning to end, so you're not yet to Sefirah Samah, so you go from beginning to end. It's not much one mitzvah. Is that the Bira Dover in the Baalei Tosfos, or is there an alternate pshat? Did somebody come up with another idea, another way of formulating why it's so critical that you can't miss a day? I mean, the reason why it's so critical not to miss a day is not because it's one mitzvah. Even if Baalei Tosfos agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs, Elohim, the nature of the mitzvah Sevira is predicated on the assumption that you're continuing a pre-existing count. It's how in the world can you count in the middle of nowhere? I walk into a room, 36, 37, what? Start from one. If he didn't start from the beginning, he said, what do you mean you're starting to count with day 36? What do you mean you, 2 days ago I said 34, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. Like little kids, and they start to count. They start to learn the numbers. Very often they don't know the whole, you know, 1 through 10. 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, 2. That's not called counting. That's gibberish. That's not called counting. That's not a sphere of a definition means. It has to be. Follow one number, then follow the next number. If you want to touch it up a little bit, you can even say that maybe the definition of counting could have been fetched out and saying, you missed a day here and there, it's still called counting, but it's not enough just to count sphere. What does the counting have to be? It has to be what? It's got to be what? What's the key word? It's got to be tmim. It's got to be a complete count. So when you count in a funny way, 1 through 6, and you missed a few days in the middle, maybe it's called the Maisa Sphira, but it's not called the Maisa Sphira B'tmimus. That's like another. It's almost like a nuanced shot. So maybe the Ma'alach Gedolos is saying that it's not shot that it's one mitzvah. It's not afforded on multiple mitzvahs, but just the nature of the mitzvah Sphira, or if you want to touch it up and say the Tmimus, which is defining the mitzvah Sphira, that's enough to throw us off and say you missed a day, so you can't continue anymore, because that's not going to be called the Sphira of Tmimus if you continue. So a nuance, a little bit of a nuance for a bit of the Ma'alach Gedolos. So the way we're presenting, we have a razzle dazzle chiddush that the Balachas Gedolos is l'shitasa by Sphira and by Lulav. So that's clearly committing ourselves to the mitzvah achas part of this story. If you go down the other route of the Balachas Gedolos, then this is not relevant. And it's nice Balachas Gedolos, but there's no relevance to the discussion of Lulav. Anyone by the way, Gamina, at the end of the Balachas Gedolos says you can't count anymore. You don't waste your time counting anymore. And meaning is, we treat it as fake of the yomus, as fake of the dinas, and therefore we'll continue to count without a bracha to be chayshish for the Balachas Gedolos, and maybe Tais is right. So we continue. If a guy loses a day or two, so we tell him still continue. Don't throw in the towel yet. I'll be without a bracha because we're not sure what the din is. But if you believe in the Balachas Gedolos, there's no mitzvah. You're not wasting your time counting. My next mina, where the Balachas Gedolos meant it's one mitzvah, where they meant it's a chesaron of the sefiros and tmiyos. I don't know. Oh, so the guy counted 25 days, and the 26th day he forgot. So what do we say? Do we say Gloy Milsalam Afreya that it was a waste? Or it was a total nothing? Or do we say, no, the first 25 days that he counted, he thought it counted, it was a spiritual tmimus. Each day is a separate mitzvah. From here on in, he can't count. So the guy reads the whole Megillah, and he leaves out the last word. So Gloy Milsalam, that it wasn't a mitzvah. It was a bracha with the whole thing. So what shot? Does the Baal HaKadosh does really mean that it's mitzvah achas? That's apshat. We are thinking, because we're learning Sukkah, we're not learning Achas. So we are learning Sukkah. We saw this Balach Zadol sheet about Lulav, so we connect the dots back to Sukkah. So we say, oh, must be Balach Zadol holds to hold this one mitzvah. So it'll come out that's a very chumadic version of Balach Zadol. So if you miss a day, the Gloy Milsa that you got Mamish nothing, because Mamish Bracha was told the whole way. What do I say now? That if it's just the Chisaron and the Sphere and the Tzvimus, that's the Chisaron of Kamal Haba, but it doesn't affect retroactively. You want to be Raya's? Oh, I mean, who cares? I mean, it's Klap Ishmai, who cares, right? Anyone tell me? Oh, okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from some Acharonim who say that even Ashkenazi women who volunteer to make brachas on mitzvahs, many mitzvahs in Angrama, shouldn't make a bracha when they count Sphira. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says we're afraid that the woman's gonna, she's gonna forget a day. And then turn out it was a bracha levatola. Is that a true statement? Let's say she forgets a day. So she forgot a day, big deal. So she got a day. So it could be that Mishnah Berurah, who's assuming that if you forget a day, again, when I Mishnah Baruch Hu is accepted, but within the chashash, with chayshish, with himself, right? So according to Baruch Hu's Gedolos, so one could argue that if you forgot a day, Igloy Milsalam Afreya, everything was a bracha levatola. So by a man's probably not going to forget. Why is a man probably not going to forget? Because after the Maya, every time he comes to shul, so he's going to remember. So a man who's mechuyav in the mitzvah, so he's going to really, really try much harder not to forget. So for him, we risk it. We let us count with the bracha and hope and pray for the best. But for the women who are not chayav anyway, they want to volunteer a bracha that may turn out to be 49 brachas levatola. It's a bad strategy, says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah was seeming to be learning that according to the Balachas Gedolos, it's mamish mitzvah achas, like if we like, ask for that we like, And therefore, anytime you end up not fulfilling the mitzvah, b'shlemus, that's like the guy who misses the last one in the Megillah. He's learned this from the prayer, the whole Megillah was meaningless, and the bracha was a bracha with a call. So if you go to the other root of Kabbalah's growth, which many Achronim claim is the more correct view, that's a din in svira, tmimus, whatever you want to call it, not really a din in mitzvah achas. So then what's the big concern? What's the big deal? So the woman will forget. So she'll forget. Whatever she counted until 20 or 25 is great. It's not a bracha with a call. From here on in, she won't count with the bracha. So it's not so clear. That Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. Many women b'zman hazeh count with a bracha. Why? For two reasons. First of all, we're not so sure about that line in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very questionable Mishnah Berurah. And number two, one could argue that b'zman hazeh, the women will remember as well as the men will remember. Why? In the olden days, the only way you had a fighting chance to remember it against Sviya was what? You went to Shul Dav Ma'ev. If you didn't dav in the Minyan, I can tell you 99% chance you're going to forget Sviya one night. The women don't dav Ma'ev in the Minyan. But what do we have b'zman hazeh? Guy's got emails, got he's on his apps, his severe apps, he's getting texts all night instead of him. I don't have to remind my wife, my daughters to get on severe. They got more reminders than I have to get on severe. So the person is always getting their nightly email reminders that, you know, they're showing up and they're pulsing on their cell phone to get on severe. So they're probably not gonna forget the on severe. So therefore, maybe one can argue that even according to Mishnah Berurah, the chashash of the Mishnah Berurah maybe not knowing anymore, maybe. But we're not even sure that the chashash was a chashash in the first place, because we're not even sure that was the emes of pshat in the balachah. So again, getting back to our story, so we're really learning a lulav sugya. So we have machlokes rabbeinu tam in the balachah gedolos as to what the nature of Rav Chanan's chiddush or lack thereof was. Is it possible to be yaitzei mitzvah dalaminim in multiple stages? So balachah gedolos said it absolutely is possible. That's exactly what Rav Chanan meant. Rabbeinu tam said it's not even under radar, it's impossible to even dream of. So that machlokes seems to impact, at least going to some ways of being balachah gedolos, which should go away. Maybe it's actually machlokes l'shita. So within the shita that you can do l'shbalach gedolos, you can in fact take the lulav to different medium b'zeh hazeh. So we apparently hold that that's not a chisaron of l'kicha tama. L'kicha tama just means you have to have all four medium, or maybe you have to have, you know, no chases. You have to have all four medium, but you don't necessarily have to have them mamash b'vasach. So within those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, now we have a further shot, hopefully from tomorrow we'll continue with, within the Chokim or Rabbeinu Tam, within the Malachus Gedolos, you can have Bezeh Chazeh. Is there any limitation to Bezeh Chazeh? Is there any situation that arises that we're so convinced this is not L'kicha Tama, even to the Mekilim? That means the fact that I'm taking one now and one in 5 minutes, we'll close our eyes and call it L'kicha Tama. Can anything ever happen that can make even we, the non-Rabbeinu Tam people, begin to question whether we've met the criteria of L'kicha Tama or not? So from tomorrow, we'll continue on now. Thank you.